irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, if it's your first time joining us, where have you been over the 11 years? I've been here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on LA Talk Radio. 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard. And if you have the new LA Talk Radio app that's free, that means you're taking me to bed with you every Sunday night. So tonight's a fun night because, you know, life happens and it unfolds naturally and beautifully. And I'm grateful that you're all here. Tweet me at Max Tucci. If you're not on the Twitter thing and you're on Instagram, at Max Tucci Radio. I appreciate you all trying to reach me on at to the Max Tucci, but that's my private life. And, you know, sometimes you got to keep your private life private. But I appreciate you for asking to join me there. But that's why I have that Max Tucci Radio. So hit me up there. I'll respond. I promise I always do. Just let me have like a little privacy in my life. I appreciate you, though. I do. I promise you I'm not just bullshitting you. Like, I really do appreciate you. But, you know, I got to like have my own little like life going on. Anyway, on that note, tomorrow on The Polish Woman, y'all know we won the Telly Award. This is where I take my little cigarette and go, because it was really a special winning. Jessica Bunovac, The Polish Woman, I produce the show, I direct the show. It's every Monday at 1 p.m. on LA Talk Radio in the green room studio, in the green screen room. So it's actually a video show. And people get confused with why is it a video show and called LA Talk Radio. Stop with the words. Just tune in Mondays, 1 o'clock to latalkradio.com, The Polish Woman with Jessica Bunovac. And Jessica came to me, she goes, love, we have to do a show on aging gracefully. And I met this amazing woman, Paulette, and you have to like, we'll do the show and she'll be so much fun and she's great and beautiful and you'll love her. I said, okay, so let's have her on. Jess is like, whenever we get together, we're like, okay, if you feel her, I feel her, whatever the guest is, let's just do it. Because I believe that where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. And every guest that's on that show is exactly supposed to be there and equally for here. So with that said, we did the show and Paulette was so much fun. I said, I got to have you on my show because there's a couple of things. And one, I took a huge lesson from that show. Paulette doesn't know, but we're going to talk about it in the show tonight because she's joining me here tonight at Max and Friends. Paulette Halbia just in a moment. But until then, I was in Italy, oh God, a couple of months ago. And I discovered this amazing singer named Adriano. Amazing Italian singer, like the most beautiful voice. And I was like, oh my God, can I have you on my radio show? And he's like, well, I don't speak English so well. I said, that's okay. It doesn't matter. I'll play your songs. Music is an international language, and sensation and sensibility of music is international. It's passion and feeling, and everything Italian, I think, is what makes it so special. So before we get into the show, I'm going to play you the song, Sono Fatto Così. We are the only radio show in the United States that has the rights to play his music, so that's pretty big. And we're going to play the song right here, right now, on Max and Friends, Sono Fatto Così. No, we're going to play 31 Marzo. 31 Marzo by Adriano. And when we're back, Paulette's going to join me. We're going to talk about life, beauty, love, aging gracefully, business, and how just to live life and friendship. So stay tuned because share somewhere in this mix. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends.
Mi fermo, penso a te così diversa e uguale a me, leggeri come l'aria, tra inverno e primavera, sei quel respiro che mi manca per restare in piedi, sei l'entusiasmo di svegliarsi anche se non c'è il sole, ed ogni volta che mi manchi un po' di più. Vorrei riuscire a ricordarmi di ogni tuo mattino e cancellare al nostro viaggio le ombre del cammino. Fossi anche solo una valigia di ricordi, ti porterei con me. per sempre. Per sempre. Dicono che tutto passa, che tutto ha una scia, e che cosa resta quando te ne vai via? Il cuore si fa greve come un passo sulla neve. Come vorrei tornare sotto a quel lampione spento, al nostro primo bacio strappato via dal vento, a quella mano che vorrei tenere ancora nascosta nella mia. Potrei riuscire ad inventarmi un angolo di cielo con il sorriso che mi doni quando stiamo insieme. Se diventassi anche una foto in bianco e nero, ti terrei stretta a me. Comunque, comunque. Sei l'entusiasmo di svegliarsi anche se non c'è il sole.
Potrei riuscire ad inventarmi un angolo di cielo.
Come vorrei restare insieme a te. Comunque,
comunque,
per sempre.
Max and Friends with Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Right here on LA Talk Radio, I'm your host Max Tucci. That was Adriano, 31 di Marzo, a song that I fell in love with. We're going to play one later in the show called Sono Fatto Così. But I have a great guest here tonight, Paulette. We're going to bring her on. Before I bring her on, I want to play just a little intro right here because I want to go down memory lane to 1971. So this is like something fun and cool that we do here at Max and Friends, a little surprise. And before you pull up your mic, here it is right
okay.
here.
Okay.
And we probably...
Television City in Hollywood.
Oh, that's familiar.
Is that familiar?
Very. Remember every one of those.
It's a Sonny and Cher show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny and Cher.
Original air date, December 1971. Flashback, right?
I met them in June of 72, so just like 6 months later.
Right after that. Well, Matt Harley Davidson's and like Ford Mustangs. I'm like, what is going on? I have to stop. And there was a stage and everything, and he was on stage performing.
How great.
And I was. It was a charity event for a church that had burned down. And the theme was America. So,
there are no accidents,
right?
Max.
I know that.
I told you that.
You did. And so I was like, oh, I got to find out who this is. And one thing leads to another. And so we play him here on Max and Friends now.
Look, he'd be very happy to know that.
Right? So on that note, we had tomorrow is going to be The Polished Woman.
Yes.
And that's where I first met you on Jessica's show. And it was a great show. You all will have to tune in tomorrow. We did a little pre-recording because Jessica's on hiatus for like 2 months with her daughter going all the horse shows. But so we pre-recorded that show. And I was like, I have to have you on my show. And
that's
here's
so
why.
Cool.
And, you know, I opened with Cher. It's really about you tonight. But the reason why that came up is because Cher's mother once told you, do you either want to be right or happy?
Actually, That's what I said. What Cher's mother said was, don't pay attention to your age, and it won't pay attention to you. So neither Cher nor I nor her 93-year-old mother pay any attention to the number.
Right.
It's just a number.
Yeah, it is just a number. And after that show, I was like, okay, that's amazing. And I have a grandmother who now is 95, but she's in a nursing home now. But prior to that, she was yoga, everything, flew planes,
yeah,
a tango dancer, everything. And you never knew how old she was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like she ended up in nursing home that we're like, shit, she's like 90-something.
Seriously, it's your attitude about life and mm-hmm. how current you stay with new ideas. And it's not just about, you know, trends in fashion or music or staying up with social culture,
mm-hmm.
but it's about staying open.
Yeah.
Because so many people just shut down what they think that they can let in. You know, mm-hmm. They're going to be determined to think this way forever. And that's not me. I just kind of like...
You live.
You
live life.
It's the best.
Well, before we get into it further, how can people find on Instagram? I mean, that's where they can go see you live your life, right?
Yes. I'm Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, a.k.a. Polly, because Cher calls me Polly. So it's a.k.a. P-A-U-L-Y.
So Paulette, a.k.a. Polly.
Right.
Yeah, and if you follow me on Max Tucci Radio, you'll see we're going to post who you are and how to follow you, so you don't need your pens to write this all down. But you can always go to the archives, latalkradio.com/Max. There's 11 year archives there, so you can find them there. But on that note, so the show that we did with Jess, it turned out to be like this really beautiful unfolding of just life, friendship, living. Aging gracefully is the topic of the show, technically.
Right, right.
But then it turned into so many other things. And I was like, oh my God, you're like exactly who I have on my show, because it's conscious creations of just living life, creating your life, designing your reality, and just living life to the max is really what we talk about here.
Life to the max. Right?
That's what the show used to be called.
Oh, that's kind of perfect.
It was BBS Talk Radio when I first started. It was To the Max. And then it turned to LA Talk Radio. And I was like, if Oprah can have friends, Max can have friends. And let's just go with Max and
right,
friends.
Right. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all part of the family. But I do have those Fun to the Max clips. I have to find them. But so anyhow, so living life to the max. I follow you on Instagram. You do. You like live life. You enjoy life. And you like are happy.
I am happy.
You are happy. Were you always happy?
Well, Cher said her favorite thing about me and the most annoying thing is my eternal optimism. I just refuse to like wallow in anything. I always try and find the bright side of anything, mm-hmm. which goes back to when I was 10 years old and saw Pollyanna, and I'm not lying. My name is Paulette.
Right.
Nobody called me Polly my entire life until I met Cher. And when she started calling me Polly, I thought, oh my God, it's meant to be. There right. are no accidents. I am Pollyanna. Polly. But, you know, it just had an effect on me. And I just, what I said to you that day was, I choose to be happy. It's a choice.
It is a choice.
A lot of times people kind of, and also they've proven that you create more happy genes by being happy mm-hmm. and you create more sorrow by dwelling in negative things.
It's a frequency, total frequency.
Absolutely.
Well, and you know, they say what, misery breeds contempt or something like to that effect. So happiness breeds happiness. Like for every action, there's a reaction. So if you're happy, happiness will come.
Yeah.
That's how I get it.
Well, Cher and I are very different because she's kind of so strong and omnipotent and she doesn't let any no stand in her way mm-hmm. ever and never has. She has a 52-year career mm-hmm. where people said, no, she's not going to be an actress. She's mm-hmm. too TV showy, or she can't carry this mm-hmm. or carry that. And she has now an Academy Award.
Yeah.
She's won Grammys, Emmys. She's been successful at every
single
thing.
And goes by one name.
Right. There are only a few people. You have to be instantly recognizable.
Jesus, Madonna, Cher, Oprah.
In the old days, seriously, when we go to Europe, there is no other last name.
Right.
A couple of the people with one name have a last name on their mm-hmm. passport, but they were like freaking out. You can't do this. I mean, we have so much history. We went through
Let's get into the history.
Okay.
Before we get into the history, let's get into your life. Where were you? Let's go to the genesis of Paulette.
Okay.
You're born where?
Okay. My father was in the CIA. He was one of the founding members. And I was born 3 years after the CIA was founded. So I spent most of my life traveling around the world. I lived in Beirut. Mm-hmm. My mother was raised in Khartoum, Sudan. My father met her in Cairo at Shepherd's Hotel on the terrace because World War II was over and he was in the OSS, but he had to get back to the States. For what? The CIA. Wow. It was 1947.
Yeah.
They'd left some troops behind in Northern Africa to stabilize the region, and he was one of them. But then he was coming back, and by chance, he met my mom. So I'm going back to that. Mm-hmm. I'm Armenian. Mm-hmm. My mother's family fled the Armenian genocide, where her mother at 12 years old during the genocide in 1915 was taken captive and put in the harem of a Turkish general and made one of his concubines. The man who would become my grandfather rescued her, and they left to go to see family in Cairo and ended up in Khartoum, Sudan, which sounds so crazy now, but back then it was a British protectorate, so it was very out of Africa.
Right, right. Totally out of Africa.
So I was born in Washington, D.C. My mother and dad got married within 6 weeks of meeting. And I was born in 1950, and I lived in Beirut. I lived in Athens for all of junior high and 1 year of high school and in Africa. And then I went to college, and I was such a rebel without a cause. I quit. And then I traveled with a band of surfers. And then I went to Europe with my friend, all while I was modeling in Washington, D.C., because I was saving money living at home. And then I just go off on some tangent. My parents didn't quite know what to do with me. But I finally had enough living in Hawaii. I was 21, and I literally thought I was turning into a pineapple. I was just sitting on a beach, stoned in a bikini.
Sign me up.
With hair down to my ass. And so I went, this is ridiculous. I have to go home and be a grown up now.
So where was home at this point?
Washington.
Washington
D.C.
was home for you.
So I flew home and my girl, there are no accidents.
That's right.
My girlfriend, Susie, was marrying the son of the owner of a place called Shady Grove Music Fair. Mm-hmm. And Sonny and Cher were performing there.
Wow.
And I went to the show, and I didn't have any TV in Hawaii, you know, where I'd been living for 6 months. So I didn't know about them being popular yet. Well, because I Got You, Babe was in 1965 when I was in high school. And I guess they went away. I didn't hear about them. And the next thing I know, I'm at this concert, and they didn't look like, you know, Bobcat Best hippie like. They looked all glam, and he was in a tux, and she was like fabulous. So after the show, she was with her child, Chaz. They came into the backstage dressing room, and Chaz was eating goldfish. And I was kind of standing there. I wasn't going to go up to her. And she goes, "Who are you? And why do you not look like anybody here?" And I went, "What do you mean?" And I had on like bell bottoms, and I had hair down to my butt, and everybody else in the room was like congressman's
conservative
wife, like totally Washington conservative,
Stepford housewife,
pocketbooks and pantyhose, and there I was,
and so, Ferragamo.
And so I just struck up a conversation with her, and simultaneously their tour manager kind of had a crush on me and invited me back the next night. And the more I kept, they were there for a week, and I'd show up again, and we just became friendly. And then the guy that had a crush on me asked Sonny, who was in charge of everything, if I could come with them to New York. And Son said, "Sure, bring her." So there I am on a plane saying goodbye to my parents, only now they were impressed with what I was doing. My mother was a huge fan of the show. And instead of being freaked out that I had, you know, gone off with a band of surfers, now she could tell her friends, "Oh, Paulette's with Sonny and Cher."
Right.
So that's where I was.
But now, what's interesting to me, well, obviously, there's definitely like a karmic relationship between the two of you.
100%.
And it just blossomed
and
unfolded.
We were our only Armenian friends either one of us had ever had. Neither one of us knew the other one was Armenian for at least, I don't know, a couple weeks.
Wow. That's
it didn't really come up.
But now, what were your intentions going back to Washington? What did you want to then focus on? If you had hidden, you know, there's that movie Sliding Doors.
Yeah.
Right? With Gwyneth Paltrow. And it's like, if that door didn't happen, What were you? What were the intentions of going back there?
I've always, looking back in hindsight, since I'm 69 years old now, I think that life is choose your own adventure. And it's literally like that. You can stay on the beach in Hawaii, and I don't know where you'd end up. It's kind of a dead end if we're being serious. They're surfing. Right. They're having a ball.
It's a life.
They were dealing pot in order to be able to live there.
Right.
We were on food stamps. And I was baking cornbread from starch, so from scratch. So it wasn't like I was doing anything.
Right.
So I got tired of not doing anything, and I'd always worked in fashion. I had modeled, and I went to college for 1 year, and I was in fashion merchandising. I was in the buyer's office. I wanted to get into fashion. Yeah. I wanted to work. I had this desire to do something with my life. That up till then, I was rebelling again. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go travel and see the world. Okay, fine.
But so, you've had parents that were like cool about it, no?
Well,
because you did it.
They traveled constantly, and I had traveled and lived everywhere. But so they were really disappointed that I quit college. They were really disappointed in me, and they thought I was
You were ahead of your time, though. You know, there's a study out right now that's encouraging high school kids not to go to college.
To take a gap year?
To not go at all.
At all?
Yeah, unless you want a degree to be a lawyer or a doctor or something where you need a degree, don't go and save that money to start a business.
That's smart.
Yeah, we're going to do a show about it on Jesse's
show. That's kind of cool.
Well, you did it. But
I did it. So.
But how did you get into fat? Because, you know, we were talking earlier before the show with Priscilla about how I discovered fat on the subway.
Yes.
How did you get discovered?
With
modeling.
No, it wasn't like that in Washington. It's not like being in New York or L.A. I wasn't ever going to be that, like a Fatu. But in Washington, D.C., I started off, teen boards were kind of a new thing in the 60s and really big. And there was an opportunity to do back to school modeling and all that. And then they only chose one girl from each high school. And I went to a huge public high school in Arlington, Virginia, outside of D.C. But they had girls from private schools, public schools, from Maryland, Washington, D.C., and one girl. And I didn't have that confidence, but unbeknownst to me, my mother sent in my picture and filled out a thing.
Wow.
And I got a call in to come in for an interview. And then she told me, okay, you've been selected and you're doing this. And I was like, how can I go up against Patty Odenhall and Marcia Huey, who were like gods to me? And I went in and I got chosen. And then I got chosen to be the representative to 17 Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in 17 Magazine. And then I did local Washington modeling. I was like, in the newspaper layouts in Washingtonian Magazine and anything. I was the inside cover of the Washingtonian Magazine.
Isn't that so cool?
I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. But fashion was in my blood because my... Because
then you went off your grandfather...
My grandmother, who was taken as a concubine, her father and his four brothers and her grandfather had silk mills in the Ottoman Empire before it was Turkey. And they won all the prizes at the World's Fair in 1893. So they manufactured silk. And then my mother was a fashion expert for anybody coming into D.C. People consulted with my mother for the protocol at various embassies because there's so many nationalities there. So, yeah, it was just kind of in me.
It is. It's part of your DNA.
Yeah. And that's the other thing Cher and I had in common. I mean, all we did was go shopping for like the first, literally the first 2 weeks.
We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that. We'll take a quick break. I'm your host, Max Tucci for Max and Friends. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Paulette Howell. Tomorrow, she's going to be on The Polished Woman on Jessica's show. So you can hear her here tonight on Max and Friends, and you can watch her tomorrow on Jess's show. We're talking about life and love and fashion and just living your life and really being happy at doing it. And optimism. I think that's a really great word that people should really focus on and take into this week with them, because you have the choice to be optimistic or not. So fashion. You know, my mom was in the fashion industry too. You guys have a very similar story. My mom born in Lithuania, escaped the war with her parents, came to America, went to New York, went to Brooklyn, became a model. Some guy scouted her and was like, you need to do fur modeling at the time.
I I modeled for.
Did you?
I was in a pair of white mink hot pants back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
So my mom did that. And then my mom was like, I'm going to do fashion. And then she was determined to be an executive vice president. And she became. She was executive vice president for Maximilian Furs. Then she went to Revion. Then she opened the Roberto Di Camerino store with Onassis at the Olympic Towers. And the Jaeger store on Madison Avenue. That was all. So it's very much when you're determined to do something and it's in your being.
Yeah.
It unfolds naturally.
Well, Maximilian, that's pretty.
That's where I got my name from.
You're kidding.
Nope. Because
I bet your viewers didn't know that little bit of.
That's where I got my name from.
I bet they don't even know about Maximilian.
Some of them do. Maximilian Furs is still around.
Is it?
Yeah. Bloomingdale's has it now. And it's interesting because the owner of Maximilian Furs, Madame Pollock, back in the day, my mom promised that if she had a son, she would name him Maximilian.
Aww.
And my mom was married prior, and both my mom and her husband at the time couldn't have children together. So they were divorced. And then when my mom had my sister and then me, it was just like, oh my gosh. So she's a woman of her word. And she told,
kept her word.
She said, Maximilian would be my son. So the fashion industry, it was like really a saving grace for her during that period because
well,
she just loved it.
When it's your passion, like mm-hmm. my mother's,
yeah,
she came to the United States and she traveled so much and she never worked a day mm-hmm. because she was my father's wife and mm-hmm. we were living overseas and she stayed home with my sister mm-hmm. and I and throughout Greece and Beirut and all the places we lived. And then when I started high school, that's her first job. She had done volunteer Red Cross work mm-hmm. for the British Red Cross mm-hmm. in Sudan, and she had done social ID stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but she'd never worked.
The wife of a politician.
And or CIA agent.
CIA.
And then she got the job, and it gave her so much confidence and self-esteem, and she was brilliant at it, and she mm-hmm. spoke seven languages, so she was perfect mm-hmm. to talk to people coming into Washington. But,
yeah.
But I love that story, like for your mom mm-hmm. and for mine mm-hmm. that came from a different country
yeah.
that didn't grow up here, that figured it out.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
Nothing stopped her. You know, my mom, she's at my house right now. Like, we have the best relationship ever. But nothing stopped her with when, you know, and I think the same thing, like, that goes for your grandmother. Like,
but
they were determined.
But I think that's the key in general. Mm-hmm. You can't let your mind stop you
right.
and say, oh, I can't do that and shut it down.
Right.
If you keep it open and try, mm-hmm. you put the intention out there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is to get somewhere. You take a step towards mm-hmm. that direction. And you create the energy
yeah.
that makes it start happening. And I know people go, but you don't understand. I suffer from different
X,
things.
Y, and Z.
And I understand that because
yeah.
I have so many friends and family mm-hmm. that do. So it's harder when you have to.
Well, people always say, you know, there's
yeah.
that book, Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People?
Right.
And so on and so forth. And here we do a lot of conscious shows where we talk about creating your reality and designing your reality. And people call and they're like, well, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. But they say but. So I'm like, yeah, but means forget what I just said. And
exactly.
now listen to what I'm going to say.
Negate everything right? I said before that. Exactly.
So if you really want to create your reality and your destiny and really be something amazing, nothing will stop you. And you've got the word but needs to be eliminated and just do.
You know what? When I always wanted to come to California, and I grew up overseas, but I was an East Coast girl. I went to my 1 year in college, but I always was drawn to, we lived in Rincon, Puerto Rico, before the North Shore of Oahu, and I just liked the sun, and I didn't realize, I just always, when Sonny and Cher came along, I was like, California, yeah, I'll go there. I didn't know what I was going to do.
What's interesting is you always liked the sun, and his name was Sonny.
yeah.
Right? It's like law of attraction.
Well, we
you
call,
like the sun.
That's what we all called him.
Yeah.
Cher and I called him Sun. Anybody that knew Sun called him Sun.
Yeah. That's cool. Look at these little Cher tidbits here. But so now getting back to your story, which is to me fascinating, that now you go into design for modeling.
Well, I had two clothing companies, but that mm-hmm. was later. First,
okay.
First, I was with Sonny and Cher and
shopping all over the world.
Well, first I was just kind of along for the ride, and I came to L.A. and worked at Fred Siegel.
Oh, really?
In 1972, but for only 3 months before. And Cher is the one who said, you have to go to Fred Siegel and get a job there. It's the hippest place in L.A., and everybody goes there.
I think
there.
It still is. It's
and,
so cool.
And so then after that, Sonny and Cher were going to split up pretty soon. So I became Cher's assistant because mm-hmm. we were best friends. And everything was kind of under wraps for a mm-hmm. long time because they had a TV
of
show
course,
and all
figures.
That. But we were best friends from the beginning. And her sister and I just went to Wyoming together. Mm-hmm. And she was there, too. We're the three amigos.
The three amigos. Mm-hmm. So speaking of the three amigos, the relationship got almost like really went from best friend to sisterhood at one point almost because you became sister-in-laws.
Well, no.
No?
My ex-husband and her ex-husband were in the same band, but not brothers.
But not brothers. Okay.
I was married to, well, she was with Greg Allman. Mm-hmm. I was with Dickie Betts. Mm-hmm. And we each had sons with those husbands.
So
my son, Dwayne, and her son, Elijah, grew up together. And, you know, that happened in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And we were married to them and we divorced them. But, you know, our relationship endured and kept going. We never dated guys in the same band again. But and I'm now
and
married.
And you suggest that friends do date them.
Yeah. And my husband now. So basically, I met both of my husbands because of Cher. The first one was because Greg, her husband, mm-hmm. and Cher said, we want you to come to New York to meet Dickie. We have a concert and you have to meet him. Okay. Ended up marrying him. My husband that I'm still with now mm-hmm. after 29 years, mm-hmm. Bruce, was Cher's guitar player in his band, in her band, mm-hmm. During the Heart of Stone tour, during Turn Back Time and that stuff in the early 90s. And now he's the producer of South Park, the TV show.
Oh, fabulous.
And he writes music and he's in charge of everything you hear. Mm-hmm. They call him a producer, but when you're in a studio, it's like a director.
Right. You're everything.
Yeah, everything.
You're producer, director, assistant.
He's sound designing.
Everything.
He's putting music in. Yeah. And he can play music. He sings mm-hmm. and he can write music. So it was a perfect job.
So 29 years of marriage, what advice do you give to listeners who can't get past the first year?
It's hard. Nobody said it
you
was
gotta
easy.
Do your work.
Yeah, no, it's like you have to be able to grow together. That's the whole key to it. And my husband is the funniest, dry-witted, crazy person, but he's a curmudgeon. Mm. And I'm the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm not dry, witty, but I am optimistic. So I try and temper his curmudgeonly, you know, stuff with my thing. And he will say something funny that makes me laugh. So I think humor's key.
Humor's very
you
good.
Have to be able to laugh with and at each other.
Of course. And leave room to grow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's for everything. When you leave
room to
grow. I still
like him a lot.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah.
I'm with mine for 9 years, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And he's a lawyer, and I'm like...
I'm
me. I laugh. I'm like, I'm Celine, and you're Renee.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And it's like, we do have that really amazing relationship.
Well, so everybody that I really love is way more low-key than me. Like, I'm kind of crazy and loud and whatever it is. And, like, Cher will just shred me to ribbons with one line, you know? Like, she always says, when I do my little videos on Instagram, I go, oh, look, Cher, there's the blah, 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 blah. And she goes, why do you speak like a kindergarten school teacher? And we just have this repartee, like, where she bags on me for being silly and goofy. Mm-hmm. And so does my husband. So there's a continuing theme there.
Right. It's a good, it's an energy.
Yeah.
It's a fun energy. So we're going to play a song. We're going to go back to Adriano because I have another song that's great.
Okay,
and when we come back, we're going to talk about fashion and friendship. I think, you know, this is a beautiful friendship. So we're going to get some tips for our listeners about how to like stay friends through the good and the bad. Cause you've been through it all with Cher, right?
And she has with me.
And she has with you. And on that note, we'll be right back. We're going to play Sono Fatto Così by Adriano. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. And we'll be right back. Do I know how to do this? I think so.
You got it down, babe.
Lo so.
troppo strano. Sono distratto, sembro assente, sono fatto così. Troppo trasparente. Ed ogni tanto fuggo nel mio mondo lontano da qui. Penso troppo poco a me e colleziono i tuoi sorrisi da tempo ormai. Sono la porta che non hai chiuso, tu la frase che non ho finito. Solo stavi troppo male, ecco sono qui, sono fatto così.
Senti il vento che sfiora i tuoi capelli, lento, dimentica il passato.
Dai, non ridirlo ancora. So che la mia bocca fuma troppo e non canta più. Forse ti spaventa un po', credo sia lo strano modo di dire che chi mi manca sei tu.
Senti.
Senti lento. I hit the wrong button. Welcome back to Max and Friends. It just happens. But the beauty of that is that I get more time with you on air. So I hit a wrong button, but there's no such thing as a wrong button.
That was pretty.
That was pretty.
I was taking selfies.
You know what? We'll play that at the end of the song. We'll play this song at the end of the show, the whole song.
Okay, good.
Right? But you know why I was actually doing that? Because I was setting up the board to call our buddy Jessica, because she just texted me. She's like, love, you know, tomorrow's the show with Paulette. I said, I know I have her on the show tonight.
That's so funny.
I want to come on. So we're going to call Jess in a minute. But so let's talk about you. It was interesting because your fashion line, I remember from the show tomorrow that is going to be on The Polished Woman at 1 o'clock on LA Talk Radio. You had two lines, but one of them became really a huge success.
Well, it got bought out by an entertainment merchandising company. I had my partner, Laura, and I, after our divorces, I divorced my first husband, and she was married to the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, wow.
We started a women's clothing line, and because I had connections in rock and roll, I sent the old tour accountant's wife from the Allman Brothers stuff to give to the Bon Jovi wives, because by then he was Bon Jovi's tour accountant. My really good friend Paco was the tour accountant, his wife Judy. I just said, give the t-shirts to the wives. Mm-hmm. And they were like adorned t-shirts, very 80s with rhinestones.
Love it.
And she gave the stuff away. I didn't think anything of it. It was just a way to hopefully get the wives to wear it. So that year, 1987, the MTV Music Awards went on, and John Bon Jovi was flying across the audience singing Living on a Prayer in one of our shirts.
Wow.
He had taken it from Dorothea, his wife, and kind of ripped it up a little bit and, you know, tore the neck out of it. And Laura, my partner, and I were screaming, oh, my God, he's wearing our thing. So the next day, we got the call from the guy that did all the tour merchandise for Bon Jovi, Motley Crue, NXS. He got the rights to films like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Wow.
We did a whole line for Beverly Hills High School. Anyway, he said, I don't want you to manufacture anymore. I want you to do nothing but design and come to meetings with me to come up with creative ideas. And we were like, where do we go? Because we were like manufacturing and we were like shipping and we had to go to trade shows and it was just a beating. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, here was this person. But you did your work though. Well, yeah.
See, that's the thing. When you do your work, like it happens. Who knows how or when or why or what or who will influence
it? And that's when I lived in Florida. I moved away from here with my first husband. Mm-hmm. And after the divorce, I was there raising children and my son. And my my stepdaughter, and that's how we chose to support ourselves with this business that we put everything into. And I mean, Laura and I killed ourselves doing it. She had two daughters, and we did it, and the company bought us out. And by then, we were coming on business trips to 20th Century Fox once a month from Sarasota, Florida. Yeah.
Now, the song was what? Was the song that Bon Jovi sang, Living on a Prayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you hear the that thumping. God forbid I should sing. It's not a good idea. But he came flying in over the audience that year. Mm-hmm. You can see it on YouTube.
We can have it right here. And there he is, flying with the shirt ripped open.
Yeah.
But that's amazing.
We hadn't seen the shirt yet when this part came. Now when the thumping starts,
yeah,
this is when he's going to start flying.
He's flying. He's coming in. And now he's lighting up the stage.
Here we go. There's our shirt.
And Living on a Prayer, was it like, I mean, it's blood, sweat, and tears to get a business going. But was it also a prayer for you, like, I want, like, this is going to happen?
It was such a blessing because now we had a legit office with a fax machine at the time where we just sent ideas. And we had business expenses. We had a guaranteed salary.
Wow.
Because we didn't have to do all of it and have to put out money and wait for people to pay us and what happens in retail all the time.
Right.
So it was the answer to all of our prayers, and we so loved it.
So you're living on a prayer.
So I come out here and I visit with Cher, and I felt like, okay, I finally done something that's like really cool. And they wrote
that you
articles.
Created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Laura and I were in all the Florida magazines and newspapers, and we were like big fish in a little pond in Sarasota.
Isn't
back
that
then.
Funny?
So,
so what do you tell people,
out?
You know, because a lot of people, especially now today, I mean, the blogger, I think, has killed the fashion industry.
Oh, seriously.
But what do you tell, especially kids, like, who are wanting to design, but are just so discouraged by bloggers who think they know everything, yet the blogger never, you know, if you ask them who Lesage is or the big houses in Paris, they don't know anybody, but yet they're laying the foundation of fashion.
You know,
what do you tell the kids who are into this industry
I
now?
Just, it's really interesting because my son went to the New School in New York.
Oh, yeah, and Parsons, great school. Yeah, yeah.
Parsons is part in under the umbrella of the New School.
Right.
They have the Jazz Institute and Eugene Lang and Parsons.
Yeah.
And all the great designers from Marc Jacobs to everybody. Mm-hmm. A lot of people went there.
Zach Posen.
Yeah, Zach Posen did a lot. Yeah. I mean, their alumni is stellar. But you have to just hit it hard and believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes somebody. That's what we were trying to do. We were trying to get the wives. That's as close as I could even imagine in my head. We'll get some of our stuff to the wives of Bon Jovi.
Right.
Little did we know that he would be the one, and that would make the guy that owned the entertainment merchandising company buy out our company and just hire us for everything.
For everything.
So
it's amazing. It's beautiful because when you stay true to who you are, like no one tells a flower how to bloom. It just happens naturally.
Yeah.
So when you stay true to who you are, you bloom naturally, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And back then, that was big business. Like Bon Jovi was doing like...
That was major business.
I don't know, $25 a head, which in the 80s,
big.
The late 80s was big.
Yeah.
When you imagine each person in that arena, 15,000-20,000 seats, spending that much money.
Right? All right, I'm going to get Jess on the line, and then we're going to talk to her for a minute. And then this hour is flowing by that, like, we literally have to, wrap the show up in a minute. I don't know how that happened. Hold on. My bestie over here, Jess. So let's talk about friendship while I get Jess on the line. How do you remain in a friendship where you don't kill one another? And after all these years, how many years are you friends with each other?
47 years.
Wow.
And that doesn't mean we haven't disagreed or not, you know, had any problems, but it means that you care enough and you never hurt the other one ever.
Right.
If there's any, you know, any kind of thing that tears you apart. For instance, I'll just be honest.
Yeah.
When I was married to Dickie and she was married to Greg Allman, the band split up. So it was so complicated. Oh, yeah. A, I worked for Cher. B, I was her best friend. C, we were with guys in the same band. I wasn't married to Dickie yet. Mm-hmm. But so the hat that was that worked for Cher mm-hmm. had to go wherever she wanted me to go and do what. But the wow. one that was like, you know, Dickie's girlfriend, mm-hmm. maybe I was fighting with him. I didn't want to get on the plane mm-hmm. and go to Buffalo right now. She was like, you're coming with me. And, you know, so you get problems that arise, but it's your ability, I think, in general in life, it's your ability to put out fires and keep it moving. Because mm-hmm. things always will come up that are a problem, but you have to think, what's the most logical thing and how can I keep this, you know, moving? And honestly, we've taken a time out from each other three times, mm-hmm. not for long times, mm-hmm. but like that was the first one. Mm-hmm. It's usually a guy, like a controversy, not of anybody
no,
being
I understand.
In
right.
fact, yeah, that was never a problem, but it's the, you have to be, you know, honor your best friend and remember how much you love each other. Mm. And we never have done anything to cross that line.
Yeah.
So it's easy to come back because usually you can't even remember what the problem was.
And clearly there's no jealousy.
No, none.
Yeah.
She's always been phenomenal mm-hmm. and an icon since the day I met her.
Right.
And I was just her friend, Paulette. Like, I don't look at her and think, God, I want to be
in
that.
Good bell bottoms.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jess on the line right now. You're all listening to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tune in every Sunday night. Jessica's on the line. Hey, girl, you're on the air right now. Say hi to Paulette.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. It's so good to hear your voice.
I know.
So, Jess,
we're going to...
Tomorrow.
We're going to love you tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's going to be a really great show. We're talking about it here tonight. We're talking about friendship and Cher and how you... We didn't talk about you and Jess met. How did you and Jess meet, Paulette?
Jess, you tell the story.
No, actually, we go to the same salon.
Oh.
And she must have said, I'm looking for an older woman that's aging gracefully. Is that what you said?
No, no. Actually, it was like, oh my gosh, what? You're 50 years old? There's this, we have a client here that, oh my gosh, she's like you. Oh my gosh, she's like, she just doesn't look like her age. I was like, you should put her on your show. I said, oh my gosh.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought you were like scamming around in the salon looking for old chicks that were doing it okay.
Hey, Paulette, you know what? We're inspiration to other women, so that's good.
That's right. That's right. Nobody would ever guess that you were anything but like 20 years younger than your actual age. Remember, don't pay attention to your age and it won't pay attention
to
you.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
So, Jess, we were talking
and
about...
It has
what?
It has a lot of. It has something to do with love as well, right, Paulette?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does.
It has a lot. Love has to do with everything.
There's only love and fear.
That's it.
That's it.
But fear is false of evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
So that doesn't even exist anyway.
Yeah. There's so much that you gotta have joy.
And happiness. And optimism. So before we listen, Jess, like we got to run this show. You know how it happens here in the studio. Like it flies by. But real quick, I have to plug this week. Speaking of friends, one of my great friends, Whoopi Goldberg, has a new book coming out called The Unqualified Hostess. It's a book about hosting dinner parties. And what most of you wouldn't know is that Whoopi actually does host amazing dinner parties and does the most amazing tablescapes. And Rizzoli is the publisher of the book.
Wow.
And it's coming out. And this, I think if not this week, then next week, I'm hosting a book signing for Whoopi at Delmonico's. So get the book. It's on Amazon right now.
Do you know that she's the one that introduced Cher at the Kennedy Center Honors? Cher was just honored at the Kennedy Centers. And Whoopi was the surprise person that came out. And she did a great job.
Whoopi's so great. But the new book, The Unqualified Hostess, is great book. Get it now. And so we were talking about friendship and how Paulette's friends with Cher and how... You know, Jess, you're like my best friend. We do so many things together with The Polished Woman and just life in general.
Yeah.
So I want to just give this moment to say I honor you, I love you, And I think that's really what makes friendship great, that we have this wonderful friendship.
That's so sweet.
So, you know, you have it with Cher, right? Yeah. You both honor one another.
I have it with a couple of people. Yeah. There's nothing like a good friend that you can rely on that's there for you.
Yeah. 24/7.
And you support each other.
Right. I tell Jess, I have your back.
Yeah.
I got your back, girl.
I know.
She called me like a month ago. And she's like, Max, like I said, I'm going to be Jan LaVanceen on you. Like, you're not going to like me right now, but that's okay.
You need
I
tough
have to
love.
Tell her the truth. You
that's,
know?
That's, yeah. Cher does that yeah. all the time. Like,
and she's like,
more
but love,
before.
yeah, yeah, love, that's not what I wanted to hear. Yeah. No, but that's what you needed to hear.
Exactly.
Right, Jess?
I know. And all of a sudden you change your aura, you change your, you know, you change whatever you're thinking. It switches to like, okay, fine, let's do it.
Your whole perspective.
You know? But you have to be positive as well. And you have to be, what do you call, accepting of what your friend tells you, right? Because there's a lot of people that does not really accept, right?
Or open to it.
Not you and I.
Yeah.
I don't think you and Cher are the same. You know what I mean? You don't have that problem as well. That's why you've been friends for like a long time.
No. As a matter of fact, remember how I said, Max and I were talking and I said that Cher and I had stopped speaking to each other 3 times mm-hmm. in our whole life. You know, a short time okay. out. The first time was when we were married to guys in the same band and mm-hmm. the band broke up and right. I had to go with in my corner. And that was a year. Mm-hmm. Then the next one was she recognized a guy I was dating after my divorce as the same jerk that she didn't mm-hmm. want me to be with. So she said to me, I love you. You're my best friend. I just can't speak to you now. Because she knew mm-hmm. that if she critiqued him, that mm-hmm. I wouldn't probably hear her at right. the time. So she walked away and came back. But yeah, she tempered it with, I love
goodness.
You and you're my best friend.
See, well, speaking of leaving you and coming back, we're going to have to leave you and come next Sunday here on Max and Friends. But before we do that, Jess, what do you say at the yeah. end of every Polished Woman? What advice do you give your viewers?
Oh, give love to the next person that you see after watching the show.
Yep, that's it. So, Paulette, what do you want yeah. people to take with them into this week?
I want them to really make a conscious effort to find the good in whatever happens and just say, what's the worst thing that can happen? Instead of dwelling in the bad, mm-hmm. find some...
The best thing that could happen.
Yeah, the best thing. Yeah. Look at the other side and think, why aren't I going to take a chance? What's the worst thing that can happen? Somebody can say no. Mm-hmm. Just ask the question yeah. that you want, you know? Let the universe hear what you need.
And it does. And be accepting to go yeah. with the flow, right? Well, yeah. I'm going to leave you with a quote.
Yeah.
You know, Toni Morrison, great, great Toni Morrison, passed last month. And one of my favorite quotes from Toni Morrison, I'm going to leave with you because I really have to wrap this up to Tommy, is, you want to fly? You got to give up that shit that weighs you down.
Yeah.
And on that note, take that into this week. I love you all for tuning in. Paulette, thanks
Bye,
so much
Jessica.
For being here.
Thank you, man.
Jess,
you.
I'm going to call you after the show.
Thank you, Jessica. I had so much fun with you.
Thank
I can't
you
wait
so
to hear this. Oh.
I know.
Jess, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you after the show. Love you, girl. Bye, Jess.
Bye.
So tomorrow, tune into The Polished Woman here on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I love you for tuning in. Thank you, Paulette, for being here. Paulette, a.k.a. Paulie, on Instagram. Follow her there. Follow me on @MaxTucci, at Max Tucci Radio, on Twitter, @MaxTucci. I'm speeding up because I have one more second. I got to go. But seriously, into this week, whatever's weighing you down, just let that shit go. You know, you have the reality and the beauty to create your reality. You know, you really create it. But I think, you know, I was having this conversation a couple of weeks ago about creating your reality. And the beauty of the reality is it already exists. Now design your reality. What is it that you want in it? Design it, make it beautiful, make it yours. And above everything, put love into it. I love you all for tuning in. Until next time, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.